Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. I'm here with some of my favorite patriots, Dr. Pam and her amazing sisters. I partnered with them at My Daily Choice. They are my CBD go-to. We've been using their CBD oil for almost a year now, and it's really, really significantly changed the way that we interact and the way that we deal and cope with all different things in life, especially my hair. So I'll tell you about that as we go. But they gave me my miracle product I've been begging for 40 years through one of their products lines. So I figured I'd have them on. It's Christmas time. They're an American company. They do everything in America the right way. And they have lots of specials that if you're looking for your presents still, this is a great place to go. But on top of that, I want to talk about all the different product lines and what makes them special. And thank you so much, ladies, for being here again. I love you so much. I'm so excited every time I see you. And Dr. Pam, let me know what's new with your line and what's coming on and how can it help the people?
Well, one thing we're really excited about is the drop in price of our oils, our tincture CBD oils. So the 500 and 750 milligrams both dropped $10 each.
Wow.
And then the big change was in the 1500 milligram, it dropped $50. So yeah, it's $99 now instead of
$149. Wow. Yeah, Rob uses that 750 every day. It's changed his
Okay. I said that wrong. 750 is $20 less. So,
oh, wow.
We know it's cool. December, yeah, but we're pretty sure it's going to last.
We're thinking the way they ordered it.
Yeah.
Well, that's how it should be. As things do better, you should make them more accessible to people. And that's awesome. I know that that's really helped Rob so much in many ways. It's really calmed his personality. We also, we use it at night. I used to have problems sleeping. I don't anymore because of your products. And also I wanted to mention that a lot of it's coming, there's an explosion in the CBD market. And I want people to really understand that not all CBD is created equal, and that we teamed with My Daily Choice and these amazing women because their CBD is a superior quality. And you also have to watch out for a CBD that's coming from foreign countries and what's in it. So if you guys could please just tell my audience a little bit about what makes your CBD different, because it's so amazing and so far superior in every way to most of the stuff out there, but at the same time, the dangers of not buying it from a reputable source.
Well, we, for one, it's all of our CBD and hemp is grown in the US. So it's all sourced here. We use organically grown farms, and they have very high standards. So we're very picky about what we test it for before we even send it to the third party labs. And so there's that is the major difference. We check for any kind of contaminants. A lot of places don't really worry about that. We're very strict about it. And we use hemp seed oil. So a lot of companies will sell the hemp seed oil that they get from the hemp plants because it's valuable. It's used in cosmetics and cooking and all sorts of, you know, different products. And they'll sell that for a high price. And then they'll put an inferior oil in with their CBD. Right. We think that it doesn't work synergistically as all, you know, as well. Right. So that's one of the main reasons why our product gets results.
Yeah. Cause I go and look at it. Cause I mean, you look at your bottle and it's like, it's just, it is what it is. So, cause I've been seeing them pop up all over the country, and I'll look and I'll see like 15 things this contains, and that can be dangerous. Also, there's people out there that say I've tried CBD, and I'll be like, what CBD? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's in it? Like, what should people be looking for in the label to as a big red flag? Also, if it's manufactured outside of America, that's already a red flag. But what are these people putting in there? Because like I said before we came on, I really hurt myself, my hip, and you guys have a relief cream that it saved me. I'm on the road. There was no way I couldn't walk, and I really couldn't. Yes, it's the best, your relief cream. And I put it on, for days, it was like a lifesaver to me. But it really works. Your products are truly amazing. And I just wanted you to talk about a little bit what are they putting in CBD that anyone would say, oh, this doesn't work or this isn't effective? Because it's got to be way different than yours.
There's probably quite a few things. One would be like if they sourced it from China, the hemp quality might be low. It might have heavy metals in it because it picks it up from the soil, which is dangerous. And then like Heather said, the wrong oil that it's mixed with as a carrier oil, if it's not from the same plant, it's not going to work synergistically. Like the plant's meant to be together. And then the extraction process matters. Like ours is the cleanest and most expensive, but that's why CO2 extraction at a high level. So it never gets heated because that can get rid of some of the effects and just, I mean, so many things.
They test it, the testing, 200 different ways they test.
Right, your testing protocol is insane.
I mean, it is such a, it is the most safe, transparent company that you can imagine.
Yeah. Right. Well, tell a little bit for anyone that's joining us that hasn't seen you guys before, because I love you guys and I have you on a lot. A little bit about the company, because it does matter. We're really pushing for defunding these public-private partnerships and the cabal. I see the government trying to really take over the CBD and hemp entire industry, left and right, especially in California. And we got to make sure that doesn't happen and support people that are farmers, real farmers like you guys and real producers that are not connected to any kind of overlord or corporation situation. So if you could tell that my audience a little bit about the company and how it came to be and what makes you unique, because it's a true patriot company. These are people who love God and country and America, and had a lot to do with Trump pushing the laws to allow farmers to grow hemp and build businesses that way, which should have been going on for hundreds of years. And finally, Trump did it, but it had something to do with your company.
Yeah, our company was one of the first to come on the scene. Our CEO and his wife, there's a couple, a young couple.
Right.
He's just a brilliant guy. And he already had the sprays, the daily sprays as a company, which is also organic and healthy and, you know, vitamins, herbs, things that you need. So when they saw CBD because of an issue she was having physically, and they realized how much it helped her, they decided to get into it, but they wanted the purest, they wanted it USA, you know, that's they're really against the systems out there and the you know, big pharma, all that stuff. That didn't help her at all. It made her worse. Right. So I think, you know, they just knew that this was the way to go. They were real early on the scene with a very pure product, and it just took off. It just grew like crazy.
Anything that they do with all of our brands, anything that they do is like really top notch
quality
and 100%, you know, pure. Right.
And they had something to do with lobbying for the ability. I still can't believe anything that's going on with farming in America, the whole thing with the seeds and all of that and all the regulations and all the people in between. We got to take back our country to the place where if you want to be a farmer and you own some land, that's your land and you can farm. And we really need to get back to that. And you guys actually live that way. And but they did, because it was Donald Trump who signed the law allowing people to which you know, we talked about before. It was like DuPont, Big Pharma, you know, all these people that stopped hemp from being a plant that anyone could grow. But now you can. But I do see the government interfering everywhere they can, and then the big corporations coming in, and you guys are still free and a patriotic company that is basically staying away from the corporatization of the hemp market. You know, as soon as I saw him sign that, I was like, oh God, it's only a matter of time before they go try to take over every small company.
There's a group called the U.S. Hemp Roundtable that we are involved with, and a lot of companies that want really pure, you know, ingredients out there. They are always lobbying and watching the laws and trying to get better laws and protecting hemp and getting it so it's easier to be able to grow it in every state, because every state's different.
Right.
So they work at the state level all over the country and try to grow it and let it, you know, go without all these different silly regulations and stuff.
So. Well, when we get back to common law, it's not going to matter.
Yeah, that's
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Yeah, you're ready.
I'm ready for sure, especially for the farming, because I told you guys I started a hydroponic feed farm for cattle and horses, and it was doing great before the COVID. But you, like you guys said, I know that your certification for organic, they put you through hoops. It is no, they take that very seriously. But yet on the other side, they let so much exploitation into the market that you guys really have to protect your company, especially from a bigger company coming along. And I know you guys aren't willing to do that. You're going to stay autonomous and free. But now you brought up your other brands. So let's talk about some of your brands, because all of these products are doing great. They're really top notch. And I think people need to realize we have been robbed in our country from the holding back of hemp seed, the plant in general, but also the competition it is with cotton, how it can be used in makeup and oil and all of that. And like I said in the beginning, you guys have hair products and the mask has changed my life. And it's not a joke. I talk about it all the time because I was born with a big curly Italian hair and I use the mask every time. Rob's always like, oh my God. Like I used to complain all the time. He's like, you're wearing your hair curly. I'm like, it's my daily choice hair products. So, the other thing that I wanted to bring up with you guys is I get this a lot. My dad's in his 80s and I use the relief cream a lot and I wish that he would use it more. And I've said to him a couple times, use that relief cream I gave you for my daily choice. It's like a game changer for me, especially when anything I pull up my back or whatever. And he said to me, I don't do pot. And I said, it's nothing to do. It's totally different. But there is, like with everything else right now, with all the medical, I went to that Truth About Cancer. My mind was blown about all the natural health aspects and benefits of CBD oil and hemp. Can you explain the difference between marijuana that people smoke to get high and CBD oil and that it's not the same at all?
Well, sure.
There are the people that don't know. Some don't.
A lot of people don't understand that the cannabis is a family and there's two kinds there. We have the hemp plant and the marijuana plant, and they're two different designs. The marijuana plant has high THC and very low traces of CBD. Wow. So it has a different purpose. Right. And the hemp plant's opposite of that. Mm-hmm. So that's where you get the mother load of the CBD. And there's a trace of THC, but there's really over 120 different cannabinoids in the plants, but they're arranged differently.
CBD is just the largest one in the hemp plant. It's a large percentage, but there's a lot of other ones. Like we've isolated CBG that we use in our skin. Yeah, lots of them. So they all do different things, but when they're all together, they work really well. So they're just, again.
Yeah, well, that's part of the confusion. This is what people, I think, don't get is they didn't make growing hemp and all of this illegal because of getting high. It was the war on drugs had nothing really to do with marijuana. It had to do with the healing properties of the plant and how much it helps the body, which was in contrast with the Rockefeller, Big Pharma, you do not use natural health. God's health that was put on this planet to heal us is no longer acceptable in their new world that they created. And this is really a drop back to natural health. Meant by God. We're seeing so much about the protecting your immune system now, especially after the last 2 years. I think a lot more people are going to start going to naturopath doctors than to the pharmaceutical firms, because this is what it's about. People are confused about the CBD and how amazing it is and how good it is for your body. Also for animals, by the way, folks, because of the confusion between the war on drugs and what happened, that it had nothing to do with that. It was really a war on God's and nature's medicine for our body under the guise of something else. And just real quick for anyone that doesn't know, because Pam, you're real good at explaining it. The cannabinoid system in the body is key to this. And the reason, especially your coffee is amazing. People love it. It's not coffee. It's this. But it really is because of what it's doing and triggering the CBD oil and all of that. If you could talk briefly about that, and people should look this up, the cannabinoid system in the body and how important it is and how neglected it's been because of the war on natural remedies, especially the hemp properties.
Right.
So if you could talk about that real quick, because I know that's people are confused. I think it's by design. I think it's by design to make it look like this is about pot and getting high. And really that has nothing to do with why they were banning hemp.
Yeah, when you look at, you know, the Rockefeller Medicine, when they came in, it was petrochemical based that they made their meds from.
Right.
Compare that to a plant that God made that is a healing plant that everyone knew was a healing plant.
Right.
It was in elixirs for over 100 illnesses that doctors used before Rockefeller made that kind of medicine go away. So, but yeah, we have an internal system called the endocannabinoid system. We produce a tiny bit of it ourselves, but not much. And we need it because that system controls and balances all the other body systems. So when that's not there and it's not being fed where it was throughout all history, when it was growing wild and in the food chain,
right.
Then all those systems don't stay in balance as well. They get out of balance. If it, you know, so when you have it, whatever's too high comes to at where it should be, and what's too low, it comes up. So it seems crazy, but it can do either.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so cool.
Because your body already has what it needs to heal itself for the most part. Like the instructions, it just needs the fuel.
Right.
And, you know, so once you give it the proper fuel, then that's when things start coming together.
Yeah, it's my feeling that God provided us perfect healthcare, including our immune system, and we've been deceived to even how the FDA won't even look at natural drugs. You guys can't even say what things do. I had on Dr. Z with his protocol for COVID. He can't even say, like, because it's magnesium and zinc. They can't even say it either. It's not just one or the other. This is a total, and like you said, that the Rockefellers are oil and gas, petrochemicals. They didn't, and it wasn't about healing. It was about the sickness, business of sickness. And but look, we're breaking through it right now. And you guys are on the front lines with that. And I can't remember if it was you, but I talked about it with somebody else recently, that all the founding fathers, they grew hemp all different things. So this is not new. It was only made illegal because the profiteers in the oil and gas business that took over medicine and big pharma. But apparently this was a very common back in when the colonial times, when they were building America.
Yeah, they could pay their taxes with hemp back then. They were required to grow it. They were required.
Yeah, there was a requirement that
they had says a lot. Of it,
like 1 acre per property or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I have friends that and friends that are like 90, 91, and they remember growing it, their family growing it on their farms.
Right.
It was normal.
But in the rural areas, you know, where it hadn't been completely plowed down yet.
Right. And for like other things, for like rope and all kinds of things, like it's really amazing. So let's talk about a couple of the different lines you guys have, because I you did bring up the makeup, and I'm ordering a bunch of that. Everyone that I know that is using CBD and hemp based makeup, their skin is really clearing up and looking great. And if you could tell a little bit about that, because I'm excited that you went into that market. It's having great results because it's not just makeup. It's also healing at the same time.
So one thing, the makeup line is super clean. We've got standards here in the States for like, you know, cruelty free and whatever. And in Europe, it's a lot higher standards.
Right.
And so we are all the way, you know, on board with that. And so not only can we sell it here, we can sell it there, all over. And I used it actually for the first time today. And I don't know. I'm not a good makeup. My daughter's the makeup queen, so I gotta get her to like.
But I gotta tell you, a lot of people don't
put on.
Right.
And the coverage was great, and it just, I don't know.
Well, you can tell because it has so many natural oils in it, especially.
Right.
I love the foundation because it feels like it's just. There's a lot more moisture in it and it doesn't like get flaky and it doesn't make you look scaly.
Right. And a lot of people don't realize that, you know, this is all based on the same plants and products that you're talking about, because a lot of our makeup that we buy today, even if it says cruelty free or whatever, they use a lot of lead in makeup. And when you put that makeup on your skin, that lead and all the other additives, again, that they put into it goes right into your blood system, your skin. Right. People don't realize everything you put on your skin goes right into your body. It's not topical, like people are led to believe. And the amount of the fact that yours is organic, it's hemp-based, CBD should start to matter to anyone that's realizing how many heavy metals including lead, have been introduced into our bodies through things like makeup.
Yeah, no, and that's because the United States has such low standards. If we right. went, if they went by European standards, that wouldn't be allowed in there. So that's why we went by European. They're very healthy and clean. All kinds of like plant-based oils and coloring and everything. Vegan. It's vegan, non-GMO.
Right.
It's called cosmetology.
Yeah, it actually nurtures your skin. Mm-hmm. It feeds it.
Right. Now, there's the hair care products, which we are addicted to in my house. And I travel a lot. And Rob's like, do you have your mask? Because I got to put it in something to travel with it.
That kind of
But it's really changed my hair texture. And I haven't used a frizz product since I started using it. Oh, there it is. That's my big mask.
I love that stuff.
Oh, I
the
love
shampoo.
It.
The shampoo's awesome.
Yeah,
too.
It's great. And it smells so good, but it's eliminated my need for other product. It's amazing. I can't believe it. And I guess that's because of the oil in it and the potency of the of that oil.
Snapseed oil, yes.
And there's none of the sulfates and all that.
Yeah,
the bad stuff.
Yeah.
Strips your hair. And
yeah, just like the makeup, it actually nourishes your hair.
Right.
I think it's got thicker. It just,
yeah,
me
I'm
too.
Currently from taking the oil, but also.
Yeah.
No, it does. It
topical.
Does.
Yeah. Because you're absorbing it.
Right, yeah, you got to remember that this stuff all, you know, does go into your skin. Mm-hmm. So when you're no matter people, we don't really think that way. But now that people are getting hip to the idea that a lot of our stuff, our water, our makeup, our, you know, creams, all of this stuff has, you know, heavy metals and other toxic things in them that go right through our skin. Our skin is totally porous. And if people don't realize it, then they don't even think about it. I think once you realize it, you actually start to look at labels a lot different.
Yeah. Well, I think that was just another way for them to sabotage our health and weaken our nation and keep us sick and keep us going to the pharmacy.
And keep them making money and us not knowing any different. If you got sick, you just thought, well, the doctor said to take this, but you know what? Another silver lining of COVID is a lot of people will never, ever, ever go that route again until they already find all the natural remedies first. Now you guys also have do you have the clothing line going?
Yeah, Hemp Mama. We love it. Yeah. I just, some of my children are getting some for Christmas.
Cool.
The button down shirts for the guys. I love how those look.
Right.
But again, all healthy, no pesticides. Hemp is already naturally pest resistant, so you don't need pesticides anyway.
Right.
But
it's also softer than cotton. That's another reason they didn't want hemp, because hemp could compete with cotton and also with the paper market and all of that. So isn't the texture of hemp clothing is slightly different than cotton, right?
Yeah, it's blended with an organic cotton. And we have five different fabrics.
Yeah,
They do six. Mm-hmm. They do different things like for working out and you just have to go look through there and learn about it. But it's so much more. It grows faster than cotton. So that's another thing. You can turn it over fast.
Which probably also helps with the pricing and all of that. And again, anything that you're wearing that is organic, is sourced, is American made, is helping our country and also helping you stay healthy and focused on, you know, once you start to make little changes in your life and looking, you know, adding CBD and then looking at the products, and then you start looking at the what's in things and all of that, it really does change. And there's a huge, huge transformation in life in general. One more thing I wanted to talk to you guys about, because I see what you've done for many people and I really appreciate it. You guys have a program where, because a lot of people get in touch with me that are losing their jobs over the mandate. They are totally against an experimental therapeutic being injected in themselves and are looking for ways out. I get a lot of people ask me, you know, I'm going to lose my job. I need something. And I know you guys have a great program. So for people out there that do ask me, I do send them to the website and I say, go to my partner's page. My Daily Choice, these women have a great model. And basically you can learn their entire business and go out there and be a real entrepreneur with one brand or all the brands. So if you could talk a little bit to my audience that is looking for jobs and new careers and ways out of this corrupt system that we're you know, trying to break away from, I'd really appreciate it. Cause you do have one way you know, people used to look at like Avon or Mary Kay or whatever. This is a new time, and if there's new products and there's new ways, and this is a good way for an entrepreneurial man or woman to jump into their own business where they really do control it. And could you talk a little bit about that part of your business?
Sure. We're happy to help anyone that wants to look into it. It is free to join as you know, you get all your training, your website, everything's free. So right. You just have to order product, one small product every 30 days to stay active is really the only thing. If you buy a bigger package, when you get started, you do get paid at a higher level, but that's just, you can work up to that too.
You do right. not have to keep inventory on anything.
No inventory.
Everything's drop shipped to the customer. Yeah.
And I don't know, I was in that boat for a different reason. I always wanted to have my own business. Being a psychologist, I mean, I love that field, but it was so hard to leave all the time because I have 8 children and I homeschool. And I was like, how can I make money from home, you know, in a way that is, I'm still helping people. I think in a lot, I think more people this way because CBD helps mental health.
Right.
So it just makes me happy that I could find a way from home to do that, you know, and, you know, we're there for whoever is interested in looking into that. We understand, you know, that there's a learning curve, but it's not that hard. You really just start talking and saying, this oil is doing this for me.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
You
know,
start using it.
Try one of the products. Then you're like, oh,
yeah. Story. You get your own story. You share it and other people want to hear about it.
But natural.
The training, as far as what the company provides, is amazing. It's just tons of short videos.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you don't have to memorize all of it because I mean, you don't have to like worry about, oh, I don't know every detail. I mean, we just got new products and we're still learning ourselves,
mm-hmm.
but
right.
Everything's on our website, easily accessible.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I'll say, hey, I don't know, but let me find out and I'll get right back to you.
Right. And your entire business is like that. It's a very open model, but you brought up something I forgot about. All of you homeschooled and there's a lot of people that are leaving the workforce, not just because of the vaccine mandates or that. A lot of healthcare professionals too, that are realizing that not only have they been deceived, but they've been deceiving their patients as well. And they want to get out of that world and the whole like licensing for all of that. Like you're talking about psychology and all of that is all, it's all a racket. And I think people are realizing that. And a lot of people like you that are healthcare professionals and have helped a lot of people are realizing there's other ways to help people than within the system that isn't really meant, is more about profit than people. Yes. But you brought up something really important. A lot of parents over the COVID, another silver lining, started to see what their children were learning in school. You guys were ahead of the curve already homeschooling, but this is a great opportunity for parents that say that they can't afford to homeschool because that was part of it for you. You were a psychologist. You have 8 kids. All of you have kids that you homeschool and you kind of need it to still make a living, but without sacrificing what you needed to do for your kids. Right.
Right. Yes. And we love homeschooling. We just see it as a way. The families, I think, ends up closer. Everybody's
definitely.
Closer bonds. They don't get all that propaganda that is hard to fight, you know.
Yeah. And the studies that are coming out show that homeschooled kids are much more adaptable, especially now, to life's changes, to tend to really score better, have better careers, better marriages, better family life, better relationships. There's just a million things. And so many people, I mean, literally a million people are leaving the school system, I believe just this past year, if not more. And a lot you don't know about. People are going to homeschooling pods and all of that. But a big concern for people is that they can't really give up the second income. And My Daily Choice and your whole program gives people the opportunity because there, sky's the limit. Once you sign up with you guys, people can go out and promote it. They can have do whatever they need to do. They can be creative and start their own business. And I know there's a lot of leeway and that really does help. And the other thing about homeschooling, just from you guys, just to add it in here, because I know that you guys have been doing it a long time. A lot of parents that want to do it, I think in terms of the one thing is that they can't give up the income. So you have a solution there. But on a practical level, for people that really do have a lot of experience, I think they think that that the regular school schedule, like 8 to 3, is what they have to commit. No. It's nothing like that, right?
Nothing at all.
That's what I thought.
Away from
right.
you know,
right?
That's like your child is a product, like a right. like in a factory or something.
Basically, no. a prisoner.
Yeah, no. But, what you do, and you know, what I have found is that, and I know you too.
Yeah.
That your children can develop who they really are and what their real interests are a right. lot easier. They don't have all these after-school things and homework, and their whole day is taken up. You know.
Right.
We had time. Like one of my sons and one of her sons became a pilot real young, and. You know, just different things they could do because they had the time and the
It wasn't structured by the system. It was structured by their parents.
And, right. and the peers that they have are adults and other kids. And if you have co-ops, then it's other, you know, like really good learning experiences. I mean, when you throw your kid in public school, it's just a bunch of sponges soaking up other sponges and you don't know what's in all those.
Yeah, but they put them in a box and they can't, they never, they're like smothered. All their gifts and all their talents are you just lost all that opportunity.
Right. Yeah. It's getting worse. And as parents that are homeschooling, you can see where your children are excelling that the normal everyday public school teacher wouldn't even pay attention. Right. And you can see like, oh my God, my kid's great at biology or my kid.
Yeah. And you can go as fast as you want.
Right.
And if they need more help with math or whatever, then you take your time.
And a lot of their gifts don't fit the pattern of sitting at a desk, you know, just all day. Like some kids are really good at hands-on things.
Yeah,
and then they get labeled, oh, you're not a good reader or you're not whatever.
Right.
And it's just ridiculous.
Right, and now we're into Common Core. So the computers and sitting on the computers all the time, they're taking the dossiers on the kids. The more people that take their kids out of public school, the better, in my opinion, for our country and for the children. And
we actually used books, and we would start at the beginning and go to the end, and then the year was over. We used the whole book.
Yeah, and that's what we need to get back to.
Study for certain tests, just so that teachers get their paychecks.
And right. Yeah, teachers, it's all.
I'm not blaming the teachers.
It's the system.
It's a hard job. It is.
But some of the teachers are in it too. The union are bad. And even when teachers want to break away, it's very hard for them to do that. So you guys have good solutions. So you guys have both. You have a solution for parents that want to homeschool to keep making money and also support the program. Yeah, so, you know, you guys have a solution for parents, too, that want to homeschool, want to continue to make a living, and you guys are living proof that you can do that and keep an American company that's outside the system that is, you know, functioning in a way that we all hope the future will lead many people to be entrepreneurial, free, and living their best life outside of an oppressive system. So I wanted to thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and it's, you guys are living proof. That's why I love partnering with you, that it can all be done, and it can be done in a way that benefits not just yourselves, but also your clients and other people that want to get involved and team up and go out there and make their own way and be entrepreneurs. So thank you so much, ladies. I want everyone to know that you can go to themelkayshow.com to our partners page. You can find My Daily Choice there. You can check out all their products. These are amazing women that should be, if you're going to buy CBD, this is the best place to start for every level of quality. I've done a lot of research on their product. It's as good as it gets. And these are good women, and they are true American patriots who are running a patriot company that cannot be beat. And again, if you need some help to figure out your next step and want to take an entrepreneurial leap ahead, they're there for you too. So please check out My Daily Choice on the website, The Melkay Show, under partners. And anything else you guys want to share?
I just hope everybody has a wonderful Christmas and holidays, and enjoy your family, relax as much as you can. And
we want to thank you, Mel, especially for having your own story and spreading it. I mean, you are affecting thousands and thousands of people. The ripple effect is going to be vast. Yeah. You get to heaven.
Well, you know what, guys? I honestly, this is God's battle, and we're on the front lines. You guys are fighting it against big pharma and this big business, and I'm fighting it against like censorship and suppression of the truth. And like I say, everyone's going to find their gift from God and get on the front lines and use it in a creative way. And we're doing that together. I'm so proud to be a partner with you guys. You've become friends, and you have an amazing family that I really admire. And I really hope that people go and support your business and your site. And the products are phenomenal. Rob and I both use them every day. And I love you very much, and Merry Christmas. And as I always say, God wins on every level.
Yes, he does. We, amen.
Yeah, and we certainly can prove that. So love you guys. See you next time.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.